You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you today?
Morena, I'm very good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly. How's it going this morning?
I'm good, just, you know, foggy morning, eh?
Yeah, it is a foggy morning in Tamaki Makaurau. What have you been reading?
I've got Pip Adams' Audition. Do you know Pip Adams?
Oh, yes, I love Pip Adams, and I have seen a lot of people being very excited about this new book. Tell us a wee bit about what's been going on in the world of Pip's writing.
Yes, so Pip Adams, if you didn't know already, she is an Acorn Foundation Fiction Prize winner, and this Audition is her newest novel. Painfully, this is the type of book that the less you know about it, the better it will be for you as a reader, but I will do my best to create an enticing picture for you of what kind of world we will be injected into.
Yes, so, please.
The beginning of Audition establishes that we are on a spaceship that is called Audition. It's shaped as a Y, and there are three people that we know of on the spaceship: Alba, Stanley, and Drew. And we know that they did have time on Earth, and when they were on Earth they were growing and they wouldn't stop growing. And so they're still growing within the spaceship, and the only way they stop growing is if they keep talking. And at the moment, in this beginning phase of the book, they're like super cramped. They can't move, and all their arms and legs are like losing, you know, going to sleep, and
oh my god,
and they just have this relentless conversation about what has happened to them. But it's like they refer to their training, and they refer to this regime. They had a person that was looking after them that wasn't a giant, and it's like they're talking them into themselves into what's happening as a positive thing. But then you have these moments of doubt and questions sneak in. So as a reader, you're completely hooked, but you're in this kind of suffocating style of roundabout trying to get in with these clues. Your mind is going around in circles like the characters.
Wow.
And you've got these clues trying to figure out why they are there.
This sounds so really hectic.
But if you've read Pip before, it's not surprising.
Yes.
If you haven't read her before, you'll be like, what is this? but there's definitely method to the madness. So
okay.
Within the structure, you are going to get into social realism, and you are going to have a sense of what's happened. There's a lot of movie references, rom-coms, and she's just got her trademark way of making making a point or making a social commentary by pushing the boundaries of narrative form. And she pushes them more than many other writers, especially New Zealand writers at this time. So there's no borders in what the possibility of her world is.
This is sounds like such an exciting book to read. Would you recommend it to people who, as like the first Pip Adams to get stuck into, or do you think that it helps to have a background understanding of how, as you say, Pip writes in these sort of challenging ways?
I think if you're going to dive into Pip Adams, you just dive in with whichever one you pick up first in Audition, because there's piles of it around the place. I think that could be a great one to start with. I'd also encourage you to read any of her other novels as well. Within Audition, you could be on land, you could be on the sea, you could be within her writing, you could be land, sea, and space.
Ooh.
And her characters could be telling you nothing while telling you everything.
Okay.
I really love her imagination. I just think her brain is incredible. I don't know how one would come up with a book like this. And I think especially with Audition, there is a very strong social message that comes out of it.
I think this sounds like a fantastic book. I love Pip's writing, and I also love I love a book that you can't say too much about the plot. There's something really exciting in the kind of, in the world where we are, we sort of see a lot about the media we consume before we actually get stuck into it. It's always so refreshing to see something that it's like, just don't try to learn as little as possible, just pick it up and get stuck in.
I know, and it's so, you know, because you just want to tell people to read a book and talk about it, but you want to keep the nuggets.
Yeah, yeah, hard.
And give them as a gift to the reader. So I think if you haven't picked up Pip before, she's a wonderful writer and experimental and imaginative and so clever. Yeah, and you, while you're reading, you may not know what's going on, but you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Excellent. Okay, remind us of the name, the author, and where can we get it from?
So this is Pip Adams' Audition. It's published by Te Heringa Waka Press, and it's on the shelf now at Time Out Bookstore.
Amazing. Thank you, Jenna. Have a lovely Monday, and we will see you very soon.
You too. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.